Talia.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm awesome.
All right, good to hear. Good to hear. Good
Thank
to know.
Thank you for having me.
You know, always, always. You living or you surviving?
I am living.
Explain.
I am living because I make sure that I'm very intentional about putting myself in positions to win.
Wow.
And I think that's the most important thing.
That's a fact.
Gotta use those gifts.
Respect.
Welcome
that.
To the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back, Talia. Let's take them back. Before singing, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
I've always wanted to be a singer.
Really? Come on now. Come on. That's what's up. That's dope. Dope. Definitely. Yeah. Where did that stem from? Somebody in a family or?
You know, when I used to get in trouble or I used to like have any issues or get put in timeout, I would always sing myself through it. My mom told me.
Gotcha.
So I feel like music has always been like a place of refuge or like therapy for me. So it's just a natural. I've been singing songs as long as I could talk.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. That's what's up. Okay, gotcha. What type of kid were you? Were you a Uno, Monopoly, or Connect Four type kid?
I was a read a book. Type
Come on
kid.
Now. What's up? Yes, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So you was into reading books early on.
Yeah, I never really have been the type of kid to go outside and play. I've always been like writing songs, reading books,
gotcha.
All that. Yeah.
Wow, that's dope. That's dope. And where does that stem from? Any siblings?
I have a younger sister.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
I don't know. I've always just been very introspective.
That's right. Come
so
on.
So I used
Come
to like on. To write a lot. Gotcha. I used to write short stories and stuff like that. So
when did you discover that, you know, you did speak on, you know, either being in timeout, things like that. But when did you discover like, hey, I can sing? Family was like, I can sing.
I don't know the particular age, but I think my mom figured it out pretty quickly because I was like 7 and I had like a, you know, the little karaoke machine
that's
that I would
right.
record songs
For sure.
on it, like
that's
7
dope.
Maybe.
Come on, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope. Early investment.
Early.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
She invested
that's dope.
Very
that's
early.
Dope, for sure. Fill us in for your fans. Fill in the blank. In high school, I was known as the kid that
was the best vocalist.
Gotcha. Come on. Come on.
I actually won best vocalist.
Wow. Gotcha. So you were in chorus, everything like that.
Yeah.
That's just
I've
who
always
you were.
Been a singer. That's who I am.
Wow. When you was in high school, did you, you know, like sometimes high school kids would go off and try to record their first demo, things like that. Yeah. You did that too?
I used to, my mom was very intentional about making sure she like invested in me and let me know that I had something going on.
Gotcha.
So I was always in the studio. I would record, like go perform at like little carnivals and like
right,
little small
right. That's
stuff.
Right, definitely. But build that confidence. That's right, build that rapport. That's right, that's dope.
Yeah.
Dope. What was your first job? Do you remember?
My first job was Waffle House.
Come on now. Yes.
Everybody in about Waffle
Come
House.
On now. I need a smother company truck.
Yeah.
That's dope for sure. What did that, you know, as a kid, what did that, or teen, what did that do for you, you know, dealing with adults, confidence, everything? What did that do for you?
It definitely taught me how to be confident because you're around different types of people.
That's right.
I mean, just a broad spectrum of
That's
people,
a fact.
You know,
That's a fact.
And you can't really cower when you're in front of people and you're serving food. So
gotcha.
It taught me to be confident
gotcha.
Very, very early.
Respect.
You got to have that head up.
That's
you
right.
can't go to nobody's table like, hey,
That's a fact. That's so true.
You know, I'm about my money. That's I need right. my tips to be good.
Well, that's right. But then also on top of that, you actually were a singer, a vocalist in front of people. You know, it could be from 1, 10, 100,
yeah.
you know, so you already had that natural confidence where you're like, okay, this is small thing to a giant.
Small thing to a
wow,
giant.
Respect.
I'm innately, naturally, organically just an entertainer.
Gotcha. That's yeah. real. That's just something that's always.
That's in me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Okay. Gotcha. So you knew you was born to do this.
Yeah. Because I was the kid, like, people used to be like, oh, Talia, sing for me. And I'm like, you got some money?
Come on.
Really? And my mom would get a collection
yeah.
in the living room and I would have just dollars like and dollars. So
wow.
it was like, oh, this is something I learned early. Like, this is something that I can make some money
gotcha.
Off of. And I love it.
Gotcha. That's real.
So, yeah.
They say, you know, like, my mom's a seamstress. She says, you know, this is what I do. I never have to work again. I love what I do. That's real.
Yeah.
Respect, respect. That's what's up. So how did you, let me ask you this. Talia is your birth name.
Yeah, it's my birth name.
Gotcha, dope. Okay, so let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about actually creating a stage name? Or are you just like, no, like, it's me, Mariah Carey, this is who I am.
I used to think that I needed a stage name, but my name is so, I'm a star already.
Right, it is. Born.
Yeah.
Your parents knew what they were doing. That's a fact.
So.
They knew what they were doing.
That's it's ordained. That's real. Come on. I was chosen.
That's real. You spoke of ordained. You a church kid.
I have a choice.
God, come on. Heard that ordained. Now, come on.
Okay, when that's you're right. in church on, and you know how to sing, it's not optional.
It's not optional.
You getting up there and you sing it. That's, like, that's it.
4 to 6 days a week, you up there. That's a fact.
Wednesday, Sunday, whatever days you're there, you're singing.
That's right, for sure.
Yeah.
Sis, what drives you in this world? What drives you? What keeps you motivated?
Legacy. Just thinking about my legacy. I am still a young woman, but just understanding that there are people before me that fought for me to even be able to sit here with you.
Respect.
And try.
That's right. Real. That's right.
And so it's important for me to, when I leave here, I have a legacy to leave that I can let my ancestors
right.
and people,
that's right.
you know that we can do this.
Come
people
on.
Die for us to be able to do this. Literally. Literally.
And you're saying something. You're saying something. And not a lot of people say that. You know, like, I'm doing this, my legacy, my last name. That's real. Respect. Commendable.
Yeah.
Commendable for sure.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Hate You. H-A-U.
Yeah.
Your current single going on right now.
Yeah.
So dope. So dope. I love everything about this track.
Thank you.
The first thing to come to mind, the word jaded. Jaded. You just tired of everything. Let's speak on this track.
You know, I was working with this producer. His name is Keys, the producer. And I have been telling him, like, I got some stuff on my heart.
Come
and
on, come on.
I'm one of those people, when a song idea comes to me, I put it in, like, my voice memos.
Gotcha.
So I went over there, and I'm hearing the beat, and I'm like, I'm jaded. Come I'm on. Sick of getting faded. I trust nobody. That's what was really on my heart at the time.
Real, real.
Yeah. Cause that, you know,
come on, go ahead. No,
sometimes,
you said, yo, bunch of Vegas trips. Come
man,
on now.
Hey, listen, we was going on trips, and we was kicking it, but I just feel like
list.
Bunch of nothing. You feel me?
Come
nothingness.
On, man.
Like,
just a bunch of. I felt that bar.
Sometimes
I felt
you
that
can date
bar.
People.
I felt that.
Here's the thing. I'm not. In that moment, I was jaded. I'm literally not jaded. I understand that everything happens as
That's
it should.
Fact. That's a fact.
But
That's
at the
fact.
Moment, I felt like, damn, like, I'm giving all my good energy and good time, and this is what's going on. I don't trust nobody now.
That, but that's like, you know, but go. But that's that's part of, man, but that song, for the listeners, would have never come had you, you know, and that's
yeah.
a dope thing about being an artist. Like, you're laying it on the line for, you know, it could be from one person to millions.
Yeah.
And you're like being that vulnerable and transparent for y'all. Like, you know, like, hey, I'm jaded. Like,
yeah.
I felt you on that. I'm jaded. Like, I'm
you jaded.
Jaded
too?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, no. I felt, I'm listening to this track up and down. I'm like, yo, I understand what you're saying. Like,
it can get difficult.
Tiresome. That's
it
real.
It can get,
that's
because
real.
I feel like, you know, you have to make sure you are around like-minded people.
On,
and because
on.
Someone looks good,
come
I mean,
on.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. But, like,
that's
what's
real.
Your soul like?
Shh, bar.
What's that soul like?
Wow. Bar.
What's
that's
that
real.
Soul
that's
do?
Real. That's real.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
I learned that I am meant for greatness.
Come on.
And that the only thing that's in my way is me.
Gotcha.
If I allow myself to be in the way. Yeah.
Gotcha. That's real. And like, you know, 2024 was something that you're like, okay, what's something you're changing about that, in a sense of I'm the one in my way. What's something you're changing about that?
I am changing the fact that I have allowed fear to make me complacent. Yeah.
You're saying something. Like,
yeah.
like you're saying something. I hope the fans, everybody watching, allowed fear to, you know, allow me to not stop, but just be treading along at a pace where I'm like, I know I should be doing this. I'm meant for greatness.
Like a snail-like
that's
place.
That's real.
Yeah.
And what, you know, like, and that's even, you know, the breakthrough of Jaded is like, no, I'm tired of that. I'm out of
yeah.
here. I'm out of here. Yeah, that's real. What's something you learned about those around you in the last year?
I have learned that if you're not around people that like themselves and you're a confident human, it's going to bother them. It's going to irritate their demons. And so they will make you feel as though because
that.
You want to be somebody, you're crazy. And I just know that I have been given a gift. This is not a gimmick. One thing I know for sure is I can sing. So I know that I was meant to do something with it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that. It's going to be a lot of people listening to you right now that needed to hear that.
That's real. Yeah.
That's real. Gotcha. Wow.
You got to keep... Like, you got to keep small-minded people away from you. They have you thinking you crazy because you want to be somebody. It's like, wait, you don't want to be nobody?
Oh, you're comfortable work. Oh, you.
But they're not. They want to make themselves believe that. Man. Yeah.
They're not.
They want you to join their misery with them. I'm not going to be a part of it. There are people before me that prayed and wished and died for all this stuff we have right now. We have the world on our fingertips. Why are we playing?
Wow. I was just listening to recently Michelle Obama. She was speaking about, you know, the journey on the way to the White House, saying, you know, it's not that I, you know, had to cut people off. I just realized we were trying to get to the mountaintop. Mm-hmm. Everybody else wasn't. We had to go there and get to the mountaintop. And sometimes you don't have to come back for those who never was supposed to be on the mountaintop.
Sometimes you can't.
Wow.
Drop them off at that stop. Keep going.
Is that survivor's guilt or survivor's remorse? Are you, you know, as you're maturing, do you feel like that was something that held you back?
Well, yeah, because I used to always want to believe that, okay, well, come on, you can come with me. And sometimes those people can be like a disease, you know what I'm saying? Wow. And it spreads because you can say something as simple as like, oh, I think I want to record this. I got this idea. They're like, oh, no. But it's like, I'm going to record it and see.
Just want to let me at least.
Yeah. Wow. But I'm not going to be. If there are people that used to be able to go out in the street and get, you know, abused and because the color of their skin, and you telling me I'm free and I got all this freedom, I'm going to play with it? Nah.
These options.
I ain't playing with my life like that.
That's respect. Respect.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Respect. People do, like you say, people play with their talent.
Yeah.
And then wake up like, it's. Respect, because a lot of people do. People play with their talent, and it's
ain't no time for that.
No
for
time
me.
For that. Come on. Mm-hmm. That's what's up, sis. That's what's up, man. What's a good habit you have?
A good habit I have, betting on myself. I have sacrificed a lot just to even be in a position to try, because you got to believe in you.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you
got
to.
That's a fact. Over anybody else.
Anybody else.
That's a fact. That's so true. So true. As a human artist. You know, in this vulnerable world, do you feel like you're misunderstood?
I feel like I don't care.
Oh. you
I'm going to sit for that.
Come
on. I feel like I don't care.
Come on, Rob. That's real. Where have you gotten this? Because I, you know, don't even know you. First time meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you gotten this sense of confidence that you get it? Like, everyone that's going to be viewing is like, she gets it.
I believe that it has not always been a natural thing for me, but like I said, I'm intentional. So I read the books to talk about successful people.
Ahead.
Success leaves clues.
That's a fact. Right? That's
so if they're telling me confident people do this and that, then I'm gonna act it out. And now it's just a natural thing for me. That takes work.
Respect.
Now I don't give a damn.
Now me, unapologetically, I am me. That's real. As an artist, do you still feel it's about the art?
For me, it's about the art, because I write everything myself.
Respect.
And I make sure that I work with a producer to have like an organic feeling.
Right.
I feel like the art, has been lost a bit.
Right. What's some things you're going to do, you know, 2024 and beyond,
mm-hmm.
to help change that narrative? Because it is, the art is missing in the art. It's microwave. And it's just a big mirror. You know, what's going on in the world is just a big mirror. So what's some things you're going to do to actually help with that?
I think the most important thing that I can do is to be authentically myself.
That's right.
I cannot write like anyone else. I cannot sing like anyone else. I can only be Talia.
That's right. Respect.
And so
that's
how I feel like I'm going to keep the art of it. I am very vulnerable in my music. I tell all
that's
my
right.
business.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
I'm a fan. That's right.
But
that's
at the end of the day, I got the victory because I am willing to share the trials and tribulations I've had. Because somebody else, another woman that went through it too, she just ain't telling nobody.
Come on. And she wasn't, you know, she wasn't blessed with that talent to even be that vulnerable or have that gift of that sound to correlate that to reach the masses. It's so true. So you know, it's live it out, you know, like live out that, man, that God given talent for sure. And that's something you knew you always had. You said, you know, when I was a child, that's what I wanted to be. That's who I am. That's what I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. I think I let people get into my head. I remember I was dating somebody and he was like, everybody sing.
Gotcha.
Like, what make you think that you're going to be? Yeah.
One of those guys.
But you know what? I thank God that I saw it and I was able to recognize, like, this is not the type of human I want to be around.
Gotcha.
So it's easy to fall into letting people make you believe that it's not worth trying, but I got to try.
You have to.
I got to.
You seem like the type of person that, like, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not going to be 70, 80 years old and going back and like, you know what? I didn't even try.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on. Respect.
Because if you are fortunate enough to have elders in your life,
that's right,
they will tell you all the stuff they have been through. They couldn't even walk down the street, and you telling me you got talents and gifts, and you sitting in your house talking about me trying, and you ain't doing nothing.
Wow.
Nah, I ain't going.
That's
for
the times. Wow,
I ain't going.
And you've been
it.
Speaking on that too, like, you know, that humble aspect you have about our ancestors, about they couldn't even explore their talent, and if they did, it was for the likes of, you know, in front of. You know, and looked at with laughter.
They couldn't even go into the front entrance and they were singing for crowds of people. And you telling me that I can sing and I'm not going to try? That's just, people were literally dying to show their gifts. All the, we got phones, computers, laptops, everything. Fact. It's just no excuse.
Wow.
Yeah.
Respect.
I'm not going for it.
Respect. So far, what is your proudest accomplishment?
My proudest accomplishment is, dang, I don't know if I'm there yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay.
I will be soon.
Gotcha, for sure.
And we'll be talking about it.
That's it. You know, back on the pod. You
back
already know.
Pod.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let me ask you this. Fill in the blank for your fans. Mm-hmm.
My day wouldn't be the same without affirmations.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Big on affirmations.
I am, because I think your self-talk is really the start of all of, it's the foundation of all your relationships. And the confidence that I have naturally now, that was worked on.
That's
so
right.
You got to make sure you speak to yourself in a kind way, because first of all, we black. Okay,
come
that's
on,
enough.
Sis. Come on,
but then
sis.
I'm a black woman.
Come on,
so you
sis.
Have so many obstacles coming at you. You got to make sure you remind yourself, like, no, I am great.
Come on.
I got this.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's real. A lot of people can't
and
do that.
And if I don't got it, I'm going to figure it out.
Come on. That's right. And why do people not, you know, big themselves up? Why do you think people don't have that, you know,
I think people don't big themselves up because they're afraid they're going to look as though they're like arrogant. But me having my head held high doesn't make you have to hang yours low.
Wow.
Hang it high with me, baby.
Wow. Let's soar, right?
It's enough for everybody.
That's a fact. You, let me ask you this. What is the most introspective song you've written so far? And has it been released?
So I have a song called Drinking and Thinking.
Wow.
It will be out soon. It comes out this month.
Gotcha,
I don't have the exact date, but it's coming out. Yeah, I was in my feelings.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was
I'm always one, in
of
my
those, one of those. Let me ask, while we're on that, when you're in the studio, what's that one or two or three things you got to have with you, and what's something you don't want around you when you're recording with your engineer?
Things I have to have around me in the studio, I got to have a cup of peppermint tea.
Come on.
Got to make sure the vocals are right.
For sure. Okay, gotcha. That's something we would have never known. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Tea. Specifically peppermint tea. I got to have my notepad because I actually like to write down things. I like to make it real.
Gotcha.
And gotta have good energy. I need some wine.
That's
I need
right.
maybe a little Jack Daniels. Or something like that. What I cannot have around me.
Go ahead.
I'm an R&B singer and I write a lot of my stuff, but I freestyle a lot of it too, and I'm very vulnerable, so I don't need a whole lot of people in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can do without that.
Right.
I can
just me and my engineer and barely him or her. But no, that's
real.
Yeah,
right. That right there. Yeah. I don't need nobody in there with me unless they are contributing to the process.
Gotcha. Respect. Yeah. Respect. How do you, speaking of the process, industry, how do you deal with the politics?
You know, I'm fairly new to it and like I'm doing everything by myself.
Gotcha.
So I haven't experienced a lot of that. I'm not sure, but I really am hoping that I get a great team of people around me.
Okay.
No, I'm not hoping. I know that I would get a great team of people around me, and it's going to all work out. And the politics are going to be what they're going to be. That's life.
Right. That is. That's a fact. And you got to have that confidence to move through it. That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be all right.
Come on now. That's right. Says for your fans, music off, driving down the highway. Mm-hmm. What's on your mind?
Music off, driving down the highway. What's on my mind is my next move.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I can do to become a better singer, a better songwriter, a better entertainer. Who can I connect with? That's Who do I need to reach out to?
That's right.
Intentional.
Mm-hmm. And everything is intentional. That's mm-hmm. real. Like people think we have time. We don't have time. Like everything has to be intentional. Yeah. We give, you know, 40, 50, and some even 60 to a day job and give them all of our time. But that's what I'm saying. People mm-hmm. are not intentional and make it that, you know, but that's real. That's everything is about the next move.
Yeah.
Respect that. Speaking about the next move, mm-hmm. let's talk about your track Fuckboy.
Oh. I'm a treat you like a fuck boy.
Come on. Yes. Oh, what inspired that track?
A fuck boy. Okay. He was acting like fuck now. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course. Oh. Of course. But so what, you know, because you said like you're vulnerable.
Yeah.
You like, I put it out there, right? That's real. You're speaking on that. Like what, you know, of course he inspired it. Mm-hmm. Why did you say, hey, I gotta get in the booth, I gotta write this, I gotta go?
I had to get in the booth and let it out because I'm not one of those people that are gonna allow anything to weigh me down. And it was just heavy on me, right?
Gotcha.
And I heard the beat and I'm like, you be playing around. Cool. Like, I really need you in my life. Like, I don't need you, sir.
It's real.
So it's just making sure that I don't let people linger on me.
Gotcha.
You a fuck boy because you're a fuck boy. And I know that you ain't the first, probably won't be the last.
Gotcha.
So I just had to get it out.
It seems like you, because you're intentional.
Yeah.
Relationships, you're like, okay, all right.
I'm like a black Taylor Swift. Gotcha. Do something to me. I'm going to put it in a song.
Gotcha.
Period.
No, that's real. That's real. Let me ask you this. Is it better to be loved or respected?
Respected.
I knew you would say that. I knew you would say that.
Someone can say they love you, or someone can actually love you and still not have respect. I need to make sure that when I'm not in the room in any relationships that I know that you got me.
Gotcha. That's real. That's what goes a long way for sure.
Sure.
Who on earth knows you the best?
My mama.
Oh, shut up.
Is that everybody's answer?
It's not actually.
Okay.
It's an array of answers for sure.
Yeah, because I feel like the reason why I am so intentional, mama didn't. She just wasn't with the excuses. She's like, no one cares. No one cares about you not feeling well. Wow. And I thought it was so harsh, but like, it's the truth.
That's
a fact. You think that if I don't feel good today, you gonna care? No, come do this show and let's get this interview done.
But you say, let me look in the camera.
No one cares. No one cares how much talent you have. No one cares how sad you are. If the proof is not in the pudding, no one cares. So we gotta get it done. That's
respect.
What my mama taught me.
Respect.
Yeah.
And your mom, like you, mm-hmm. You know, like just because those are lessons you learn, you know, like from mm-hmm. our ancestors, things like that. That even sounds like she put that in you. Like, mm-hmm. no, you got it easy. No one cares.
No one cares.
That's real.
Yeah, no one cares.
Wow. Sis, I'm at your live show.
Mm-hmm.
How do I feel when I leave?
How do you feel when you leave a live show of Taliyah's? You feel... You feel love. You feel light.
Come on.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Respect that. Like that. Going home with a good vibe. Just, you know what I'm saying? Look, going home with the music off, talking about the show. That's real. That's real. You feel light.
Yeah, you feel light. You feel free because I'm just a vessel.
Come on.
So the gift is not mine. It was given to me.
Wow.
But I know that it does touch people. I've had kids tell me. Kids do not lie. I've had kids tell me like, listen, you have really touched me.
That's
so
real.
You feel light.
Wow. That's dope. That's
even though
dope.
I'm talking junk by these men.
But they know. But they have no reason to lie.
Yeah.
They're just, that's the you know, the kids and 90-year-old men, they have no reason to lie.
Yeah, they don't have no reason to lie.
But that's real.
Yeah.
That's dope. Let me ask you this. Outside of the music, for your fans, outside of the music, you know, what do you do, you know, that your fans will be interested to know?
Outside of the music, I am a flight attendant.
Gotcha. Okay, dope, sis. That's what's up. Okay, gotcha. Since you already fly,
uh-huh.
what where's that one place you want to go you haven't been?
The one place I want to go I haven't been, probably Lagos, Nigeria.
Gotcha.
I gotta get to an African country. Gotcha. But like Nigeria is like top of the list. Maybe Ghana next.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I want to go to Egypt. That's dope. That's where I want to go. That's 18 nice. Months. That's my plan within 18 months for sure. Gotta get there. That's dope. And why you just said you just gotta get to Africa.
Yeah.
Starting with Lagos. That's dope.
Because I've been to Paris, gotcha. I've been to Colombia, yeah. I've been to like all these different places, but I want to see, you know, I don't know what African country I come from or if I'm even come from on. African descent, gotcha. But I need to see some culture. I need to gotcha. See it. To
that's right.
It,
for sure.
Know?
For sure.
Yeah.
And what's some things you learned about being a flight attendant that mm-hmm. you carry with you in your profession, your music profession?
One thing I've learned from being a flight attendant that I've carried into my music profession is that you have to be patient.
Gotcha.
When you're delayed because of weather and stuff or there's plane issues, you can't do nothing about it.
That's a fact.
And so I think sometimes when I feel like, well, gosh, I'm not where I want to be or this isn't happening for me quickly enough, I have to remember that it's all in God's timing.
That's so true.
So it's going to happen when it should.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Respect. Gotcha. If yeah. you could open for any artist in the game right now, male or female, who would you want to open for?
Can I give you a few?
Of course.
I am like a true R&B head. So I'm definitely going to say Tank.
Gotcha. Classic.
Yeah. Hmm. K. Michelle.
Classic. Come on.
And probably Tamar Braxton.
Dope. Tamar. Yeah. Yeah, that's dope. That's a nice yeah. lineup. I love yeah. that lineup.
I like real
dope.
Singers.
That's right. Gotcha. That's right. For sure. And if you could collab with any artist in the game right now, who would it be?
I got a couple of those too.
Gotcha.
Definitely K-Camp. K-Camp is
classic.
High
come
on top
on,
of the
man.
List.
Classic.
He gets it. Like,
doesn't he?
He gets it.
Float get it, don't he?
He really gets it.
He get it. That's real.
Yeah, and I can tell that like when he's making his music, that's him.
Gotcha. That's
he's
real.
Not putting on
so
airs.
True.
He
so
just
true.
Really gets music.
That's real.
So probably definitely K-Camp. It's like these answers probably you haven't heard. You're like, huh?
No, because when you say K-Camp, I, you know, have a running history, you know, with Michael yeah. Montana. I watched K-Camp.
It's the work that he's
yes,
put in.
The
yeah.
work he's put in, who he's transitioned to.
And still a humble human.
Very just, much. I say this to yeah. people all the time. It's crazy you say that. Last week, I was just talking to K-Camp.
Mm-hmm.
When I met K-Camp, you know, at the height of Do It. This is when we were, you know, at the height of Do It.
Mm-hmm.
Just met him as humble as pop. What's going on, man? My name is K-Camp. Like, bro,
we know who you are.
But just as humble as pop. But yeah. that's real dope.
And I went to college with him and... I don't know. It's just a reminder to me that when you actually do the work, where you can go.
Wow.
So we're going to get a song one day.
Come
I'm going
to
manifest that.
Put it
that.
Out there for sure. KK.
Yeah.
Get that song done. That'll be dope. That'll be dope.
And
for
then,
sure.
Probably Wale.
Classic.
Definitely Wale.
Classic.
And this is like up there out of delusional, Nicki Minaj.
Come on. But yeah. you think big. You know, you say everything, yeah. with, you know, with integrity and everything with
intentional.
That's right. That's yeah. dope. That's respect. Having more time or money, which one means more to you?
I'm gonna say having more time means more because I can make money.
Come on.
But having time is like everything.
That's real.
I can get all the money I can get.
Come
with
on
the time.
With the time.
Yeah.
That's real. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So first quarter 2024,
mm-hmm.
we have new singles coming out.
New singles.
Project.
I'm working on an EP.
Come on.
Visuals.
Come on.
I just shot some visuals before I came. I'm not playing
okay,
no games.
Okay, you ain't playing? Come on, man. Do y'all hear this, artist?
I ain't playing no games.
Do y'all hear this? Come on. That's dope.
Yeah.
And this visual you shot, can we get the exclusive, the name?
The song is called Drinking and Thinking.
Oh, so this what you just shot?
Yeah.
Dope. Okay, you ain't playing.
I'm not playing no games.
You ain't playing.
No time
okay,
for
gotcha.
It.
Come on.
So and that's my new single.
And this is going to be released.
It'll be released before the end of the month. I don't
gotcha.
Have the exact release
okay,
date,
gotcha.
But it's coming.
For sure. Gotcha. Yeah. Dope. And you already shot the visual.
Yep.
And like you, you're very photographic as well. So
yep.
I know you got
some pictures coming out today.
Come on now. Yes. Come on.
I don't
dope.
Know when y'all going to see this,
gotcha.
But
right.
look at them on
be,
Instagram.
They'll be out by the time you see this. For sure. That's what's up. Definitely. Let me ask you this. When it's all said and done,
mm-hmm.
what is your legacy?
When it's all said and done, the legacy of Taliyah will be, I tried, I was intentional, I touched people, because I want to use my music not just to sing,
that's right.
but
that's right.
to go back and remind women, because it's hard to even try to be somebody that wants to be somebody. Just wow. being a confident woman is a gift and a curse, to be honest.
Wow.
And my legacy is that, who gives a shit? Do it anyway.
Wow. Do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
Wow.
Do it anyway. Yeah.
Like, what's the, you know, the old, what you call, you know, no regrets.
None. I'm not going to be 90 telling my grandkids, well, baby, I wish I would have tried. I'm going to be telling them, grandma tried and now we got all this all for this, you.
You get it. Get it. That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. So we got this at the top of the month. We got, you know, I think the name of the project, it is
Drinking and Thinking.
Along with the single Drinking and Thinking.
Yeah.
And you said how many songs on this title?
Will be three to four songs.
Gotcha. So it's an EP.
Yeah,
this is
EP.
Gotcha.
EP. Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. Yeah. Crazy. And this isn't, you've released two or three projects prior to this.
I released two singles prior to this. I released Hate You and Fuck Boy.
Right. But I thought it was a project prior to this as well.
No.
Okay, gotcha. No. This is the baby.
This is the baby. I'm really trying. I'm out here really trying to get
Come
it
on.
In.
Okay, gotcha. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Are you ready for this critical acclaim response from your fans? Are you ready for this?
I am prayerful that, that's how it will go.
That's what's up. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And I got to get you in contact with Tampa Mystic as well.
Okay.
Industry's Most Wanted.
Okay.
Definitely. Go get that set up for sure. Beautiful platform. Definitely. Get that out to the masses as well for sure.
Let's do it.
All right. Let me see. And if you can, look into this camera for your fans.
Okay.
And for the future fans watching this. Why should they follow Taliyah's movement from here on out?
You should follow Taliyah's movement from here on out because I am vulnerable. I am authentic. I am not trying to be any other R&B singer. I am me.
That's right.
And everything that you hear from me is from me. I wrote it.
That's right.
So it's just a genuine Taliyah experience.
That's fact. Respect. Yeah. Respect. Do you have anything else?
Thank you for having me. I really
I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, it's
for
like,
sure.
When you're up and coming, sometimes it's like I get a little lurky with people.
I know how it goes. Yeah, I know how it goes. But but like you say, like intentional, man, talent always finds talent.
Yes.
That's just a fact. That's
and
just
I
how
really
it goes.
And I really love your platform.
Sis, I appreciate that.
It's really
sure.
got integrity, and there's not much of that out here nowadays.
Man, come on, sis. All right, no, that's real. You know it. That's real.
So yeah, that. And then I also want to say, please follow me on all my platforms.
Yes, please do.
You can find all my music at Taliyah, T A H L E I A H. My Instagram is Taliyah Sings. Yeah, YouTube, all that good stuff.
You already know it. And KD, if we can get some graphics put right on in here too, and it'll be in the link more. Taliyah's Instagram as well. And if you could type in on YouTube, Apple Music, find all her music. She is loaded up for 2024.
Ready to go.
Come on. Come
Hopefully
on.
I get that song with K-Camp for 2024.
That'll be a couple cents. Put that out. I'm telling you, yes. Come on now. That's right. Intentional.
Yeah.
Intentional. That's what's up. Definitely. Sis, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure. Thanks
Always.
For having
you
me.
Know it. Integrity response. Taliyah, we are signing off.